This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Got an email. No, it was actually a Twitter message, and it was a question. It posed a pretty interesting thing, and it says, which will happen first? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. A query to me. Which will happen first? Dr. Fauci making a correct prediction? Bubba Wallace winning a real NASCAR race, or hell freezing over? And I thought, interesting quandary, and I bet on hell freezing over. Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe when Nancy Pelosi gets there, she can inform us, correct? Or Hillary Clinton or others. Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are with me. We have had a vibrant time together so far. Not just this time here, but with other things that we've discussed. And we've got a ton of things to discuss. Jeff Sessions lost in Alabama. That's right. Former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville. Is that the way you pronounce it? Tuberville or Tuberville? And it's probably a sin. South Kevin, it's a sin that you don't know how to pronounce Tommy Tuberville. That's a sin, son. Sorry. Anyway, he won Alabama's Senate runoff Tuesday, beating former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions 63% to 37%. That's not a beating. That is a shellacking. He stomped the mud out of him and stomped him dry. You know what I'm saying? That's what we said in the country. Wow. They said his end marks the end to a long and bitter primary election between Tuberville, who received President Trump's endorsement despite having never held elected office. But let me tell you, he has got to be a king in Alabama. If you're a football in Alabama, he might as well have been a governor. Might as well have been the governor. It is huge over there. They said he beat one of Alabama's most well-known politicians who was devoted to Trump's agenda, even as the president campaigned against him. Here's the deal. Look, I don't dislike Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions did a couple things right. He moved part of that investigation out of D.C. and moved it to Arkansas, and that spurred a whole new series around the investigation. But he's a sissy. He says, I don't know how you guys feel. I don't like when pansies represent me. I cannot be led by a chump. I'm an amazing leader, and I'm an amazing follower, but I will not follow you if you cannot lead. But if you can lead, I'm content. You know, it takes a lot of pressure off. You ever been? It's kind of like why you take a corporate job. If you take a corporate job, it's somebody says, Kevin, we're going to do a spinoff, and, you know, this fearless, ferocious leader is going to be part of the spinoff. I'm down. I'm like, yeah, let's go. You know, you will leave the security of a job if you know that the spinoff that's got really big potential is being led by somebody who is fearless, who will make it happen, who will get it done. But if it's a weak-kneed sissy, you go, you know what, I'm pretty good. I just okay over here. Yeah, yeah, good luck to y'all. Good luck to y'all. Yeah, I'm not moving. You are not getting me off my dime, as we say in the vernacular. Anyway, Sessions loses. They said the runoff, which was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic, came after no candidate reached 50% in the state's primary on March the 3rd. Even though it was before Trump's endorsement, Tuberville had beat Sessions 33-31% in that particular thing. 33-31%. And then suddenly, it went to 63-37%. I mean, yeah, there was, you know, partly that it's just down to two. But you would think they'd still be neck and neck. No, not at all. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because this, folks, is a sign. I don't want to go all Bill Engvall on you, but here's your sign. This is a sign. Donald Trump says, I endorse this guy over the guy that did not get it done for me. I need people that are going to get it done. I'm for Tuberville. I'm for Tommy. Tommy boy. And he gets elected. And I don't mean by a little bit. I mean by a lot. End of a career. End of a decades-long career. End of an era. It's funny. I was watching an old video of Romney and Ryan. And I have to tell you, I was disgusted. I don't know how you guys feel. But I, Kevin Jackson, the host of the KevinJacksonShow.com, I was disgusted. And it's funny, I see Romney come out there and he's like, you know, it's this guy, Barack Obama, he's up there, he's lying, he's telling things, he doesn't really want to deal in the truth. And there's Ryan standing beside him looking all tall and, yeah, look at me, I'm a handsome rhino Republican standing beside my rhino. And I'm watching his speech and I'm thinking to myself, so much potential. So much potential for that ticket. We were cheering for him at the time, weren't we? We were like, go, you go, guys. The good Lord went, no, you don't want him. You don't want him. You'd rather have 4 more years of Obama. You don't know it, but you'd rather have 4 more years of Obama. It's going to be better for you in the long run, because I saw that, and I was, what would have made me energized? If I didn't know what I know now about them and about how this thing, how this politics works, I would have been looking at that video going, man, we had our chance back in 2012. It's a shame those two guys didn't win it. Wow. Because Romney looks and he talks good. He's Reagan-esque in the way that he approaches things. It was so true. Then in that same video, they showed Obama countering Romney, calling him a liar, and, you know, probably convincing his people that he was just as legit. Didn't convince me. But it harkened me back to the Romney days, and I was disgusted. And I'm proud to tell you that. I think many of you feel the same. Just like, don't misunderstand me. I know there's some people out there, white and black conservatives who voted for Barack Obama, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be disgusted now to look at what these guys, what we now know. So don't feel bad. I'm in the same boat. I looked at that video of Romney and went, jeez. Couldn't believe it. So we got a situation brewing here in America. I'm asking the first hour, who do you think is going to win this thing? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like, man, we're losing? Or do you feel even more empowered? Like, not empowered, that's not the word. You've already felt empowered. Do you feel more resolve? Because, see, I'm making a bet. I'm making a bet that the majority of Americans feel more, conservative Americans, have more resolve now. They feel more pressure to go vote. They feel more of a call to action. I believe Democrats have demoralized themselves to a degree that many people don't realize. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We'll be back in a bit. Thanks for listening to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Started off the first segment of this hour asking a question. I asked what would happen first, Fauci making a correct prediction, Bubba Wallace winning a real NASCAR race, or Hades freezing over. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. But I got an even better question for this segment. The KevinJacksonShow.com. I have a better question. Who are the biggest frauds? What are the biggest frauds perpetrated so far, you know, in a while? And I'm going to give you three choices. Climate change, COVID-19, or Barack Obama? Yep. Give me your feedback. 844-551-8255. Biggest frauds. Climate change, COVID-19, or Barack Obama? These are all three impacted the world. Think of the money spent. Before you make up your mind, think of the money spent. And, you know, because you've got trillions spent on the farce of climate change. And people still want it. We're going to die. You know, it's funny. AOC hasn't talked about dying in a while from climate change. We have 12 years, according to her. She acts like she's got a whole career ahead of her. She's not acting like a person that thinks there's only 12 years left in the country. 11 now, right? 11? It's down. It's been counting down. I mean, one would think that AOC would have a countdown clock in her house that tells her exactly how many hours she has left on Earth before we're destroyed, given the level of alarm that she's given the climate change. But we're not even talking about that. They're trying to stop Donald Trump for the next 4 years. If we got 12 left, why do you care? I'm just making sense about my question, my query to you, which is, who are the biggest frauds? Is climate change? Because it is. COVID-19, it has taken down the U.S. economy, a multi-trillion dollar economy that it brought to its knees, so to speak, as much as it could under Donald Trump. It didn't do nearly the damage that the left hoped it would. But this is a worldwide crisis. This is something impacting everybody. And I think that they wanted this. I think the left didn't care that it was. This wasn't just a hurt the United States. This was a hurt anybody that thinks differently than they do anywhere in the world. They are they're inconveniencing everybody that would have any type of a conservative thought. But I think they've strengthened them. Anyway, what do you think? And then finally, Barack Obama. I mean, this is the man that put all this crap on steroids. Free, no borders. All of it, all the nonsense that the left thought they could get away with pre-baby black Jesus, now they think is completely, they're vindicated. That's what Barack Obama did. Oh, you like killing cops? Then under Barack Obama, you'll love killing cops. Oh, you like crime? You're a criminal? You will love crime under Barack Obama. You get what I'm saying? He's a costly son of a gun, boy. Don't think it was a cheap play. Sanctuary cities. They now say they're going to let sanctuary cities get funding. The appeals court or whatever overruled President Trump and said, because he says, look, I'm not giving sanctuary cities money. You're in violation of the law. But I want you to understand the law that Barack Obama put in, the appeals judges or whoever, you know, the appellate or district judges or whatever, whichever ones they are in currently that made this ruling, they say, to heck with the law. We don't care that America has sovereign law that governs this. We're leftist judges. We will rewrite the law. It's not a righteous law, they claim. The very same law that says, don't just let anybody in the country or we could get this stupid Wu flu virus. Now they want, oh, let's undo it. Cities can get their money. And they're going to need it, aren't they? They're going to need it. Because the rioting, the defunding of the police. You know, think about, as I always tell you guys, just take something to its logical conclusions, leftism, and ask yourself what happens. Defund the police. There's a video circulating about defunding the police. It shows the biggest amount of hooliganism I think I've seen in a single video. It's crazy. And what was funny about it is me and my video team, we were talking about doing exactly that, to highlight Black Lives Matter. Black people just beating the crap out of white folks willy-nilly. Tell you what, go on YouTube, find a video of white people just arbitrarily hitting black folks. Go find them. It's just a thought exercise. No, actually, I don't even want it to be a thought exercise because I know you're not going to find them. But I want you to go do it. Go Google white people hitting blacks indiscriminately. White gangs beating up black people. Go find it. I already know the answer, right? You're not going to find it because, one, YouTube would ban it. Two, everybody would be up in arms. Look at all these black people getting beat up by white people. This is an epidemic. That's, they love using that word, an epidemic. Well, let me tell you what there is an epidemic of. There's an epidemic of crazy black kids running around beating up other black kids for the wrong reasons. You know, I don't like you. You wore Trump hat or whatever. I just don't like you. You're too smart. And there's an epidemic of black kids and black, not just black kids, black people hitting and beating up white people for no reason. There's an epidemic of both. Videos, easy to find. YouTube doesn't even take them down. I just want you to understand, YouTube goes, you know what?
It'd be a good idea if we show these to let white people know that you're on notice.
Unbelievable. So, yeah. We got all kinds of news coming up. The Wu flu stats. Do I need to get into this? Line? If I'm lying, I'm dying. Well, they're dying because these suckers are lying to you. But before I even get to that stuff, I want to talk to you about something that happened that I find really interesting. The Hungarian Prime Minister banned gender studies in all universities. I wanted to kiss this man on the lips, and I'm not even gay. I just want, what? Just give him a big old kiss. And I thought to myself, I wish we could issue an executive order. The president could issue an executive order that says, I want to ban women's studies, religious studies. We're going to ban ethnic studies, all of it. If it is not something that promotes a homogeneous society and a good, you know, not homogeneous, a heterogeneous society, one that is inclusive of it, of your culture, all the contributions of culture, we're not teaching it. You can go learn it on your own. You can go to a private school, but it is not going to be taught at our colleges and universities where you get federal funding. And the minute that we enact something like that, and we're going for something like that with Seeking Educational Excellence, but the minute we do something like that, things will change dramatically. Dramatically. Banned gender studies. Now, I don't have the story and the rationale why, but I think I know. And I bet you know as well. This guy's figured out. This leads to no good. Oh, yeah, we need to study genders because there's 53 or 78 genders or 113 genders, and we need to all be worried about pronouns. Remember all the hoopla over pronouns not that long ago? You get arrested for misgendering and all that kind of stuff? It's only, it isn't gone, folks. I don't think it's gone. It's hiding out right now, waiting for the right time to strike, like Black Lives Matter. Got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Government officials from the United States say a prominent state-backed Russian hacking group is responsible for ongoing cyber attacks against organizations involved in the development of coronavirus vaccines and other healthcare-related work. The attacks targeting universities, private companies, and other organizations working on vaccine research and testing globally are designed to steal intellectual property amid the response to COVID-19. President Trump's 2020 election spokesman says the new leader of the campaign is a savvy political mind. Hogan Gidley telling Fox News Bill Stepien is well-known and respected by the staff.
Bill's been a friend of mine for quite some time now. We work together at the White House, very politically savvy, knows the landscape from coast to coast, and it's very exciting.
Gidley saying the president is just putting everyone in a position to succeed. This is USA Radio News. Another retailer is feeling the heat during the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
JCPenney is cutting 1,500 jobs and closing more than 150 stores as it works to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and still survive the pandemic. The layoffs at the 118-year-old retailer will involve corporate, field management, and international staff. The chain traced back to a Wyoming dry goods store founded in 1902. The retailer was in trouble before the coronavirus outbreak, but that only made things worse.
The Trump administration is imposing new visa restrictions on employees of Chinese-controlled tech firm Huawei, which the United States accuses of serving as a spy tool for the communist regime. Secretary of State Pompeo saying the measure will prevent certain employees of the company from traveling to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I was a kid, I loved the Batman TV show. And when the city of Gotham had a real difficult challenge, one of the things that the mayor there did is he called out and he sent out the distress signal to Batman.
That was the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. And she's explaining, she's about to roll out something, and I stopped it there for a reason. I, too, like the old school, you know, the series is Batman and all the supervillains and superheroes and all that stuff. I love that. But I got to tell you, this was the quirkiest thing I've seen in a while. And we're going to, I want to talk this particular segment about the Wu Flu and the mask and all that again. And I told you guys, we're going to be talking about this for some time until we finally gain some sanity, because people are getting fed up. They're getting fed up. Their lives have been changed, and they're going, what is the deal here? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, add baby wipes to your repertoire of, you know, hygiene. Now you got to have mask? I mean, think about the run on the, when we went to the grocery store not too long ago and we were waiting on toilet paper. I remember as a kid when I would see Russians waiting in line for toilet paper and vodka, and I'd go, I get the vodka. I don't get the toilet paper. Because we never worried about it. Now, it's in our psyche. What if there's a run? What if something happens? What are we going to have to get? Well, now, add mask to the repertoire. I'm not adding mask. I've survived decades not wearing a mask, not caring about a mask, and at some point, you know, tragically, I'm going to have to go. You guys won't have me to kick around anymore. There'll be people happy, and there'll be people sad. But I'm not going to be around here, and I'm not going to be worried about, oh, there are people going to be talking about me when I die. I don't care what y'all say after I'm dead. I'll be dead. I'll be with my father. Now my dad, he's a deadbeat. I'm talking about, I'll be in heaven. Me and God will be playing some dominoes or something, talking about what used to happen in the day. I'm not worried about what happens afterwards. I will be right with everybody I need to be right with, and that's my spiritual father. So, you know, I'm ready. But the Democrats can prevent it. Kevin, if you'd only worn your mask, man. Could have been around, what, another day or two? You know, well, really? I guess if I used a lot of drugs and became an alcoholic, I could have been around a lot longer, too. Isn't that kind of what you guys espouse, too, as Democrats? Yeesh. Anyway, I want to play the rest of this Mayor of Chicago thing because it is hysterical. They're going to roll out their protector. They've got the bat signal to let Batman know it's time to come in, and now they've got a new hero. And let's continue with that clip.
So, we are doing something similar for the census. And I'm happy to report I'm calling out the census cowboy. So, if you see the census cowboy come into your neighborhood, that's not a good thing. That means you got to step up and do your part and make sure that you fill out the census. He's really going to be going to the 10 communities across Chicago that have the lowest census response rate. And it's time to giddy up. Let's do this, Chicago. Let's make the census cowboy proud. Thank you very much, sir.
Now, they actually brought in a cowboy, a horse, a cowboy on a horse, and he's the census cowboy, and they played that song that y'all heard. Wanna roll down through the border, oh. Oh, we're going to go. I don't know the name of the song. My son knows it. But yeah, and this dude ain't going to last a minute in some of these neighborhoods. Oh, Lord. Somebody going to be eating horse, and since his cowboy going to be stripped. You know that they got a dude, I think he's in New York, he's in Times Square, and he's like the stripper cowboy. He's like a dancer, male dancer, you know, well-built dude, but he goes around in cowboy boots and like a G-string. That's what the census cowboy, the census cowboy is going to have no horse, and the only difference is he ain't even going to have any boots when they get done with him. In 10 neighborhoods, let him ride that horse to the south side of Chicago. It'll be a big old barbecue. That horse, dude's wearing some cowboy clothes and making themselves a suit out of the horse's hide and the census cowboy's hide. Are they kidding me? You got to step up and do your part. Get counted in the census. What do you think the neighborhoods that didn't count themselves the most, what do you think is, I mean, I'm just curious. You listen to Kevin Jackson, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You want to give me your thoughts about the census cowboy, 844-551-8255. The census cowboy. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the WooFlu. WooFlu stats. And it's such a joke here. I was going to play a clip of a friend of mine, Kelly. She's a doctor. And she was asked about this, and she says it's a joke. But I want to do this. I want to play this clip about the test in Florida, the WooFlu test in Florida.
Everybody who came in for a COVID test had it, according to what they had reported to Florida. But then they went back and looked, and it was less than 10%. Meanwhile, the VA in Orlando, they were reporting almost three-quarters were positive, when in fact it was just 6%. What do you think is happening with these reporting COVID numbers?
Well, I think you see a couple of problems, obviously, with that. Americans are making decisions. County commissioners are making decisions. Governors are making decisions. Schools, elections, commissions. Everybody's looking at these numbers, the positivity rates. Where are they spiking, not spiking? What is working? What's not working? And real-time decisions are being made. So if you have some of these labs not reporting the negatives, only reporting the positives, skewing these numbers, like Orlando Health saying 98%, when it was really only 9%, or Orlando VA saying 76% when it was really only 6%, they're messing with the truth.
Or what's more important, going to school or protesting? What's more important, going to church or protesting? Going to a loved one's funeral or protesting? Or how about this one? What's more important, going to work or protesting? It seems to me that the only thing the Democrats think you can do during COVID is protest, riot, and attack the police and defund the police. But we have to go back to school. We have to get back to normal, and the facts and the truth are on our side. So let's let local school boards, let's let moms and dads, I think moms and dads probably know what's best for their kids. Local school boards probably know better what's better for kids than Joe Biden in the basement of his house pronouncing these things.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, of course, that was Jim Jordan, congressman, asking what's more important, church, school, your job, or being on lockdown over a lie. The guy before him, he was on Fox News. He's giving you the stats. He's giving you the Florida stats. Do you believe these stats are just Florida? 90, they said they had a 98% positive rate at Florida clinics, and it turned out it was 9.4% of the people tested had the disease. And guess what? The majority of them, overwhelming majority, are not dying. Then at the VA, where, you know, there's lots of veterans and they're of all ages, but, you know, you do know that there's a veteran is can be millennials, but they're probably not going to the VA yet. It's going to be guys 40 plus, if not older. And they tested and said 76% of the people have COVID. And as it turns out, it's less than 6%. Woo flu lies is what it is. Meanwhile, we've got governors like Gavin Newsom who say, we got to close businesses again because we're getting all this new information. Ordered the closure of all indoor operations at gyms, churches, quote, non-critical offices, personal care facilities, hair salons, malls, barbershops. 30 counties on the state's monitoring list, including L.A. County. If you think he's doing himself and the Democrats a favor, you would be insane. If you think that the American public will take a little bit of this nonsense, and then even the sheeple, even the lowest common denominator dweeb, brain-dead moron, finally goes, wait a minute, I don't get this. They can riot, but I can't go to work. They can ride, but I can't go to my daughter's quinceañera. I can't go to my son's bar mitzvah. I can't go to my daughter's wedding. You know, I can't do whatever. I can't go to work. I can't go to the grocery store. I'm on lockdown. Really? You going to do it again? And you know it's a lot. Look, they get it. They get it. People are understanding the political nature of this, and it's not going to be good for the Democrats. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump's giving you signs. Here are the signs. Donald Trump's not talking about his internal polling. Donald Trump is not recognizing the polling that they give us. And I'm going to go into a poll here in a minute on Joe Biden. Donald Trump is saying, he's losing in battleground states. Normally Trump would come out and go, hey, it's crazy. We're winning. Yeah. He said nothing. And there's a reason for it. His internal polling, he knows what's going on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden personally led the effort to give China permanent most favored nation status, which is a tremendous advantage for a country to have. Few countries have it, but the United States doesn't have it. Never did. Probably never even asked for it, because they didn't know what they were doing. As Vice President, Biden was a leading advocate of the Paris Climate Accord, which was unbelievably expensive to our country, would have crushed American manufacturers while allowing China to pollute the atmosphere with impunity. Yet one more gift from Biden to the Chinese Communist Party. They took all of the advantage away from us. They took everything away. They don't have oil. We would have had to close up tremendous amounts of our energy to qualify eventually, not too far into the future. We would have had to do things that would have been unbelievably destructive to our country.
There's all kinds of stuff out there floating around. Donald Trump's afraid to debate Biden, blah, blah. Which, do I need to tell you that when the Democrats put out Donald Trump's afraid to debate Biden, the truth is Biden is afraid to debate Trump, period. Democrats know. If Donald Trump debates Biden, Biden gets destroyed. And it isn't because Trump is some master debater. He's not. I don't find Trump's debates compelling or, you know, but when you have the truth on your side and people know, hey, he's going to tell you the way it is. And he's not going to sugarcoat it. He's not going to try to look political or presidential. He's just going to go, that guy's an idiot. He supports China. What do you want me to do about it? He supports China. I don't. I've showed you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Track record is what Donald Trump has. So what I liked about that was a campaign commercial. Oh, the Democrats are raising a lot of money. Biden, Biden, Biden. They're also spending a lot of money. You know what Donald Trump just did? He just made a campaign commercial for free. It's going to go viral. That campaign commercial is worth $5 million. It's not going to cost him a nickel. You think this guy knows how to work the system? Every time Biden opens his mouth, you know, Biden, what's Trump saying right now? He's been in public service, using my finger quotes, for 48 years. He's accomplished nothing. Now he's going to start accomplishing stuff. And you know how that's going to get amplified? Now, with his brain disorder, you think he's going to get something done? Brilliant. Brilliant strategy. It's crazy. And I've given you the numbers. I've given you all kinds of evidence that people don't like Biden. 20% of the people in his party think he has dementia. Forget the black vote. Donald Trump got 14% of the black vote in the or whatever. I don't know what he got. 8%? They say right now he's up to 14. They think it'll be as high as 20. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Donald Trump will easily read my lips. Okay, you can't because I'm on the radio. Think about my lips moving. Donald Trump will easily get 20% of the black vote. We're part of that effort. And while a lot of people want to take credit for it, we can't. I can tell you what we've done. We've waken up a few people. But you want to know who gets credit for the effort? Donald Trump. I don't like some of the people that are trying to weasel in there. A lot of people around Donald Trump that are gatekeepers. They don't want to let certain people by. But you know what? Those of us who don't care about that, we go on undaunted. And we are moving the needle for him, little by little. But you know what he does? He gives us the ammunition. I couldn't move the needle for Donald Trump if he wasn't doing criminal justice reform. If he wasn't showcasing how much he cares about the black condition. Couldn't do it. But they want us to believe that Joe Biden would be a better Pied Piper of all of this. A guy who says, I proudly work with segregationists. They were good men. If Donald Trump had said that, they would be droning on and on about it. Joe Biden has a legitimate claim of sexual assault against him. They want to dismiss it. They want their people to make decisions on lies. The same way they're doing with Chinese Wu flu, make a decision based on a lie. And their side is waking up. Waking up so much so that they said only 54% of likely voters believe that Biden is up to the task of even debating Donald Trump. 54% of likely voters. So that means 46% of likely voters don't believe he's capable of debating Trump. So in other words, Democrats, if the strategy for you is we're going to run. Joe Biden, I watched him the other day. He did a quick press conference. He read notes. And as soon as he finished, he bolted out of there. They've given him strict instructions. Do not talk at all after the fact. You don't believe me? Go find the clips. They're out there. Watch Joe Biden. Forget what he's saying and doing. If the video is a pan video where you can see everybody, watch the people around them. Watch the harried look on their faces, like, oh, they're worried. They're like, oh, this, Joe. Just get it right. Joe. Come on, Joe. Please, please. They're not out there like, yeah, smiling and hoo-hoo. Go look at a Trump rally. There are no handlers waiting there to go, oh, when he screws up, y'all go get him quickly and be ready to cover up. And, you know, they've got contingency plans when Joe Biden goes public. But you know what they're doing right now? Joe, speak, leave, get out of there. We'll handle the rest. And this one video, it was amazing. He finishes, and that is all. He sucked paper leaving. He created a vortex. If you were less than 30 pounds, you could have been sucked into the vortex because he left so fast. Mr. Vice President, can we get a question? No questions. Nobody gets to ask him anything. Poll released by Rasmussen. It was a Tuesday poll. National survey of 1,000 voters. Only half thought the Democrats' presumptive nominee could handle a debate against his opponent. So let me just put it this way. Half of the people, almost 46% of the people in this country, don't believe that Joe Biden possesses the mental capacity to debate. To debate a guy who's not, I mean, as I said, Trump's not exactly King Kong when it comes to debates. They can't debate him. 46%. I don't know what that breaks out to between Democrats and Republicans. Does it really matter? Do you think that the poll was heavily done for Republicans? Because that's how polling is, right? Of course not. That polling is weighted towards Democrats. So if we were to be generous, 46%, and if that's weighted to Democrats by whatever even if you say, well, that was mostly Republicans. So let's say that the 1,000 people, it was 54% Democrats. So it was weighted towards Democrats. And 46% of the entirety, if you do all kinds of math to it, what it boils down to is solidly at least 20% of the people that are Democrats don't believe Biden can debate Donald Trump. They don't. Forget about winning. They don't even think he could debate in a cohesive, coherent way. But boy, oh boy, they are in good shape, aren't they? They were asked three questions. How important is it for Biden and Donald Trump to hold one or more televised debates this fall? Is Joe Biden capable of debating Donald Trump? And would it hurt his candidacy, percentage, if he refused to debate Trump? Or would it have no impact? And according to the poll, 68% said holding at least one televised debate was important. 51% said it was very important. Half this country says you better have a debate. 68%, and you know why they're doing this polling? Democrats want to know, can we get away with not debating? That's what this is about. In addition to the 54% who said they thought Biden was capable of performing on a debate stage, 38% said he was incapable, 11% were unsure. So it wasn't the rest of them. It wasn't, and by the way, those numbers don't seem to be right. Is that right? Anyway, 49 and 54, that's too many. Anyway, 11% were unsure. So if 54% said they thought he was capable, it left 48% that were either unsure or said he's not capable. And as it stands right now, at least 38% believe he's not capable of debating Trump. Now, you've got 19% in Kentucky who were undecided, that did not want to vote for Biden, even though he's the only one on the ballot. Yet, I'm sorry, 20%. They were undecided. You had 17 to 19% of the Bernie Sanders crowd that did not vote for Biden. Biden carried 57% of a primary where he was the only candidate. Do you really need me to give you more numbers? These are people telling you, we don't trust Joe Biden. We don't trust the media. We don't believe the hype. And we're afraid of the future if it involves Joe Biden as our president.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.